Hello and welcome to Money Control's Market Minutes. Today is June 18 and here are the top things to know before the market opens. After the markets took a pause yesterday, despite starting the week on a good note, the GIFT Nifty trends are pointing out to another quiet start for our Indian markets. The escalating conflict between the Iran and Israel has entered the sixth day, and Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on social media that the battle has begun. Hours earlier, US President Donald Trump, who demanded Iran's unconditional surrender, met with his national security team and also spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister. Two US officials have reportedly told that Trump is warning to the idea of using US military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Israel also said that it was carrying out a series of strikes on Tehran. Israelis were also warned about incoming Iranian missiles, and explosions were heard in Tel Aviv. Coming back to markets, yesterday, after opening 31 points higher, the Nifty quickly turned negative and ended with about 93 points loss below that 24,900 mark. If you look at the broader end of the markets, that also underperformed the benchmark, keeping market breadth skewed towards the declines. Sectorally, it was a sea of red, with a low Nifty expectation of Nifty IT index, which managed to close in the positive territory. Among the worst hit sectors were pharma, healthcare, metal and consumer durables. Today, as we head to today's trading session, experts believe that Nifty is expected to consolidate further, with support at 24,700 and resistance at 25,000 in the short term. Coming to certain stocks in focus for today's trading session, first up is BSE, as SEBI approved the revised expiry of BSE's derivatives contracts, with NSE being allotted Tuesday. Secondly, shares of M&M will be in focus as CCI approved the proposed acquisition of SML Isuzu and the open offer. Thirdly, shares of Polycab India will be in focus as the company signed an agreement with BSNL for an order worth about 6,400 crore rupees. The project does include design, supply, construction and installation of BharatNet in Karnataka, Goa and Puducherry Telecom Circle. The next stock that will be in focus, that is your Railtel Corporation, as the company received a letter of intent for 44 crore rupees from Zoram Electronics. And finally, the shares of Hindustan Zinc will be in focus as parent Vedanta is expected to sell shares via block trade for at least 3,000 crore rupees. The entity does plan to pay stake by 1.6%. Shifting focus to global cues, let's take a look at how they present before us. Overnight on the Wall Street, all three major averages have ended the trading day lower. If you look at the Dow Jones, that lost about 300 points. The S&P 500 lost about 0.8% and the Nasdaq fell nearly 1%. If you look at that, the US stock futures, that also inched lower as traders brace for the US Federal Reserve's federal rate decision, which is due later tonight. On the other hand, Asia-Pacific markets traded on a mixed note as escalating tensions between Iran and Israel weighed on investor sentiment. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 added 0.4%, whereas South Korea's Kospi climbed about 0.7%, while Australia's S&P 200 was trading flat. On the other hand, if you look at the commodities market, crude oil futures rose more than 4% after President Donald Trump demanded Iran's unconditional surrender and threatened its supreme leader. If you look at the Brent crude prices, that rose about 4% to settle at $76 per barrel. On the other hand, if you look at the gold prices, that was steady as a stronger dollar tried to offset the safe haven demand, while silver surged to a 13-year high. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Nitin Basin of Ambit Institutional Equities talking about whether or not we should look at IT sector going from here on.
That we've been highlighting to our clients that it's IT versus banks, we would go slightly overweight on IT as compared to banks. And primarily the reason for that would be, if I look at the earnings in the next 1 year or so, a median profit growth for a large cap IT company could be about 2% positive compared to a minus 5% for banks. And if I were to look at the same number for a median small cap, mid cap IT, 15-16% earnings growth is built in. At the same point in time, if I was to look at S&P 500 revenue growth, you know, it's holding up. It has a very good correlation to the IT industry revenue growth in India. And so you could see that the S&P revenue growth is holding and slightly inching up, actually, which would mean good for the IT sector. So hence, we have been highlighting that IT overbanks, one should be actually more constructive on IT for the next 6 months. And remember, there's a seasonal pattern to it also. Second half of a calendar year, generally, IT sector holds up. But that's just a fact, not the reason to form an opinion.
That's all we have for this edition of Money Control's Market Minutes. We'll be back with more tomorrow at the same time.